Presence is the bridge between what you know and how you play when it matters most. I created this daily podcast to help you get out of your head and into the zone. I'm Jason Hsu, and this is Poker with Presence. So I was on Twitter a little while ago and saw this really interesting study about penalty kicks in the sport of soccer. And a couple of the things that I saw that really stuck out to me were things that you would think would not be that big of a deal, but actually made quite a big difference in terms of the results for the people taking the penalty shots. And the first one was that there was a really strong correlation between the amount of time it took for the referee to put the ball down and the accuracy of the kick. And so on average, the longer it takes for the referee to put the ball down for the player to kick, the more often that player is going to miss compared to usual. The second thing that really stuck out to me in terms of statistics was that the more accomplished a player was, the more famous they were, the more that they were expected to deliver, both by other people and themselves, the more that they would often miss compared to how often you would think they would. And so if you put those two things together, what you'll get is this idea of the longer the person has to think and get in their own mind and start to project and get into the future of what if I do this, what if I do that, what if I miss, what am I going to do if I win, how am I going to feel, depending on what the outcome is, the less connected they become to their skills, the less connected they become to their ability to put the ball in the net, which is the goal that they have in mind. And this is very much performance idea that carries through no matter what you're doing, whether you are taking a test, playing the piano, playing tennis, or playing poker, right? The more that you get in your head in big spots in times of stress, the more that you go that direction of trying to figure it out, of imagining all the outcomes, of thinking through every conceivable thing that you need to think through, the less connected you get to your actual body of knowledge, the less connected you get to your intuition or your ability to take in new information as it comes. And this is very much a trap that a lot of poker players will fall into the more knowledge that they gain. Because as you know more, you have more of a knowledge base to draw from when you find yourself in situations where you don't immediately know the answer. But the problem is that if you don't immediately know the answer, it means that you are lacking a fundamental piece of knowledge that you're not going to get. And what is actually going to help you is to get out of your head, find a way to connect to presence, to slow things down, and to get yourself settled and your nervous system relaxed in a way to where you feel good. You just feel like yourself. You feel comfortable in your own skin, sitting there as you are getting ready to make this decision. That's really the best that you can do in this spot. And that really is the exact opposite of what almost everybody is doing. The more that you can trust this process, the more that you will be able to tap into your intuition and to feel things out and to really surprise yourself by making plays that you didn't know that were possible and to really avoid making the big mistakes that you later regret. All right, I hope you enjoyed this topic today. It's one that is one of my favorite ones to talk about because I go in such a different direction from just about everybody else in the poker world when it comes to how to navigate these types of situations. And both I and many of my clients have had great success flipping the model and switching to making presence your focus in these moments rather than going into your head and getting more analytical about it. If you're interested in beginning this journey towards connecting more to your nervous system, to your body, to your emotional intelligence and your intuition, be sure to check out my book, Poker with Presence. It's available on Amazon and it's got all sorts of really easy and powerful exercises that you can use to connect in those moments really quickly and consistently so that you can make your best plays and feel good about it. Hope you enjoyed the episode today. Thank you so much for listening as always, and I'll see you on the next episode. PokerWithPresence.com